You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where sometimes during the binge, we take a break, kick back, and put on a movie or TV special. And sometimes, we even bring along friends. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 53 of the podcast. I'm your host, Don Mugiwara JM, joined as always by my co-host, Dad Peanut.
Hey!
And we just finished the Jaya arc, heading into the Skypie arc, but we wanted to take a quick little break from that and review one of the TV specials that came out around the same time. No guests this time, it's just me and him. We're trying to wrap up recording for the rest of the year because the holidays are coming and we do everything ahead of time. So it just didn't work out. I couldn't find a guest that would be interested in and would be available within a short notice, but I'll try next episode to have a guest on. But for now, I think it would be just fine to do one of just you and me because, you know, I don't particularly remember this special very much. It was One Piece TV Special 2. I think it was one of those end-of-the-year specials they did way back when. This one was called Open Upon the Great Sea, A Father's Huge, Huge Dream. I legit remember nothing about this one. Nothing. Well, I'm going in totally blind, even though I watched it once. I totally forgot about it. I don't have any expectations, and I can't give you any expectations, so why don't we just watch it?
Yeah, mine are low because it's a TV special.
Yeah, but if you want to watch along with us, Austin, how can someone watch along with us with a commentary track?
Simply become a member on the Super Bonus Round Patreon.
Patreon.com/SuperBonusRound, where not only do you get access to our commentary tracks, you get access to episodes 1 week before they go out. The reviews portions, which you're listening to now, will always be free. However, if you want to watch along with us or if you want that early access, make sure to subscribe for just $3 a month. I think there's a trial period if you're just kind of sort of interested, but it really helps us out if you're able to. So I got nothing else to say about how I'm feeling about this other one than we could be either for a good one or one. Let's find out together, shall we?
Let's.
And we have returned from watching TV Special 2, Open Upon the Great Sea, A Father's Huge, Huge Dream.
What a dumb title.
Yeah, it's apt, but it is a really dumbass title. So before we get into our overall thoughts about it, why don't we give it a good old summary like we usually do?
Okay, so the special begins on board a pirate ship owned by Zap. And these two pirates are basically talking to these three children to help them escape in exchange for them sharing the treasure, which they know the location to. And later we see the Straw Hats with Luffy just falling asleep as he's trying to fish.
You missed the part. You forgot that they were conspiring to hoard these kids around, and then two of the Zap pirates, I guess, staged a mutiny and returned the kids, took the kids that were kidnapped from the pirates and fled to an uninhabited island. That's important.
All right. All right. And Luffy, he was in charge of fishing, but he just falls asleep and drops a rod. But that's when they arrive on the island. They meet a couple and these kids. The oldest being a girl named Amanda. And they pretend they're a family camping. But the jig is up. As Zap Ip is coming, and then they capture Amanda, and Luffy tries to stop him, but he just sleepily stretches his arm out, and just launches himself at the ship, breaking a bit of the bow. I think that's what the part of the ship is called.
Mm-hmm.
But because of how sleepy he is, he easily captured. That's when Sanji feels that he thought he could help Luffy relax by putting some sleeping medicine in his food.
He put NyQuil in there.
Yeah, like that trend on Twitter I talked about in the commentary, but there's a trend on Twitter going on of these dumbass people just sharing food hacks, they call it, and one woman just marinated her chicken in a bunch of NyQuil and called it a day. Like, Jesus Christ, these dumbasses.
Yeah, so like he reveals this after they find the mutinied pirates and the little kids on the mysterious island. And I'm sorry, you have the summer. Like, you know what's sad? We just watched this. I already forgot what happened.
Yeah, this was a pretty forgettable one, folks. I guess that shows how much we're struggling. And yeah, they arrived at they showed that Amanda hates adventuring and treasure because her father set out to find a treasure but never came back.
Well, he did, but then he immediately fell on the floor and died.
Oh, right. And that's where they began to... Sorry, I'm just out of it on this. And Nami, of course, I didn't mention a treasure. Her eyes just fucking become headlights.
She literally, like, if you've seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, like, when they finally turn the lights on after Clark lets the house, like, I'm picturing the loud electric whirring when they got the power back on. If it's possible to do it quickly without getting copyright stricken, edit that sound happening and over her beaming and blinding everybody. Just for the video version. Okay, so... Yeah, and then after all that, turns out Luffy and Amanda are back on a Zap ship, and he's under the employ of a pirate named Bayon, who's like a conductor. But I start looking at this dude, he looks like he'd be an Elite Four in like a Pokemon game. Like, you look at him, I'm like, oh, you're like the weird eccentric Elite Four character that has like psychic Pokemon or ghost Pokemon.
Yeah, Luffy easily escapes as he's concerned about where his hat is. Bayon and Zap get the idea to think I should gain Luffy's trust with a big meal and, you know, and then deceive him.
But feeds him on the bed of a piano.
Yeah, a massive fucking piano. But Luffy eats everything. And so Bayon decides to fall back on his special tactic, where he just has some time crew singing a choir, which apparently can make people control people's bodies against their will. And it ends up stopping Luffy, and he gets chained up. And that, oh god, this fucking scene where Amanda, he uses the same thing to make Amanda reveal where the treasure is hidden. And this terrified me. This genuinely terrified me where she starts lifting her shirt up, but tries to fight against it.
Yeah, and that was disturbing.
Yeah. But then, turns out her father tattooed a map on her back. Like, and this is where Bayon reveals that he's the one who killed her father.
Hmm.
And this is when the Straw Hats call up to Bayon, and he uses Cloud to control Luffy and makes him fight against him.
And they actually have a hard time.
At one point, Nico Robin even tries to do a backbreaker technique, but because of Luffy's rubber spine, it has no effect.
And then she's like, okay, I give up.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, because her surefire attack that usually uses on people, she uses the Sace Flur clutch where she snaps their spines in half. She can't do it to him. She's like, all right, I got nothing on you.
But, let's see, Usopp uses his special sleeping pellets that Chopper made him, shoot them in the mouths of the singing choir to put him to sleep.
He invented NyQuil.
Yeah. And immediately in a cool scene, the Straw Hats bought a ship and defeated Zap off screen.
Yep, after Bonnie and, I forgot the other guy's name, rescue them. And it's a parallel to the scene from when where she first proposed the escaping, which would have been cool if this special were in any way memorable or enjoyable. I mean, they had some great moments, but we'll get into that when we get to the end of this.
And one great moment, even though it happens off screen, is where the entire Straw Hats used a signature move to send and Bayon flying.
Yeah, they all do like a super, like, so when I was so when I played One Piece Odyssey on Twitch last year, I one of the things you could unlock by doing these little side quests is you could unlock these team attacks where like the Straw Hats will do literally this. There is a one where they all do it, but there's like a weird combination of like the different Straw Hats. So when I got to that part, I'm like, oh, there was a special where this happened, and it never happened again in the anime. I wonder which special. Apparently, it was this one.
Oh,
so like they all do their big super attacks. He goes flying, but Robin goes last, where she snaps his back, and he presumably falls in the ocean to his death.
Yeah. So that's when they help Amanda finally search for the treasure. And they go back to the island, but they find out that the map is a bit more, despite it being simplistic, it's more complicated than they thought. And her brother's pendant is used to find, direct them to a hidden cave. But they begin to realize that the island isn't an island at all. It's a giant fucking clam. Like, I don't know how long it's been sleeping for all that vegetation and rock to just gather on top of it. But it opened its mouth to reveal a massive pearl, and it just suddenly ends there.
Yep, it just ends. This might be the weirdest special we've watched yet, because it's treated like a very long episode of the show, and it feels like a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Like this,
some done that filler.
Like, I think there are better filler arcs than this.
I remember you telling me years ago there was one where the Straw Hats just suddenly have amnesia.
Oh, it's not this one. Oh, well, you see, there is a filler arc that's later past where we are now in the manga. It's actually an adaptation of a PS1 game's plot. And so they adapt that in the anime for some reason. And yeah, look, the only way you're ever going to get me and Austin to watch the filler sagas is if we hit like a Patreon goal and we hit like a certain amount of funding, and then we'll do a sub series where Austin and I will go through every single solitary filler arc. That's the only way you're going to get that to happen.
Yeah.
And which honestly doesn't seem like a gargantuan task, but because recently One Piece straight up stopped doing filler at all. Now,
oh wow.
Nowadays they do recap episodes because like they know new fans of the series are being made. So like when they want some more time to work on the episodes, and boy does it pay off when you see how much time they spend on it. They do these like recap specials to refresh people's memories about major characters and stuff like that, which honestly I think is the optimal way to go about it, because you're not forcing the animators to make slop, but you're keeping your time slot and allowing your animators to work on good stuff. So in any other series, I'd be like, why the fuck are you doing this? But in One Piece, a series that's been going on for 20 years and has new fans coming in all the time, good solution. Anyway, that's how boring the special is. I went on a tangent about filler and why it doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, so we might as well skip to the...
The categories, which I think this might... I don't think we'll have to compete over this one, because I think you and I are basically in agreement. So when I said I was disappointed we didn't have a guest for this one, I'm no longer disappointed anymore. I wouldn't subject them to this one. Okay, so this one we might have the same answer for. We might not have the same answer for. So our categories, if you remember from our previous reviews we give... Or if this is your first review you've seen, we give our thoughts on the movie into categories. There's the MVP, the most valuable pirate, the LVP, the least valuable pirate, best scene, worst scene, best fight, worst fight, review the villainy of the villain, rate the opening and ending, and then the final fruit score, which is whatever we desire. So let's start with the first one. Who was the MVP? Who do you think was the most valuable person in this entire special?
Let's see. Let me think about that. Luffy.
Really? I strongly disagree.
Oh, no, wait. Is it too late to change my answer?
Yeah, think about it for a minute.
I'm going to pick Usopp then.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Because he actually, he would rapid fire with a slingshot. Like, I don't know if that's physically possible, but he managed to put an entire fucking crowd to sleep, and he precisely shot the Nightcrawler into the mouth. Like, on a moving ship, nonetheless.
Yeah, that's fair. And you know what? I'm going to agree with you, but in another way. My most valuable pirate is the guy who made the NyQuil, Chopper.
Ah.
So we both have the same answer, just not, but not technically, so it still counts. And yeah, that was a quick decision. So least valuable pirate, Luffy. For once. For once. I think this is never going to happen again.
Yeah.
For once, it's Luffy. He slept literally most through this.
Yeah, and it gave me flashbacks to that Chibbert Village arc where he slept during a lot of the fight. Like, yeah. Because he got knocked out and hypnotized to sleep.
Yeah, he was hypnotized by Django, which, you know, that's one of the great things I love that they changed with the Chibbert Village arc in the Netflix show. I'm glad they changed that. Yeah, so I think, what about you? Do you have another least level pirate, or are your thoughts pretty much the same?
Okay, least valuable pirate, does it have to be a Straw Hat member?
Not necessarily. But picking the little kids, the filler kids, feels like cheating, but it's up to you.
No, I'm choosing Bayon.
The villain? Okay.
Yeah, because he was lame. All he could do was conduct.
Yeah.
He allegedly killed Amanda's father, but...
Who cares?
I really doubt this rim can actually kill a man. And I severely doubt it.
He probably had his choir sing Bohemian Rhapsody and made him stab himself.
Oh my god.
If I had a second choice that wasn't Luffy, I would pick Zap. Man literally jobbed off screen.
I know.
He jobbed so hard they didn't even want you to see it. Okay, so... I think we're both in agreement on this one, so we're not going to fight over it. Ready on 1, 2, 3. The best scene was the Straw Hats doing a team attack.
Yes.
Because that never happens ever again. Ever in the series. They never do this again.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
They don't even do it in the video games. They kind of do it in One Piece Odyssey, but not really.
Okay. And the worst fight?
So... Worst scene. I think we're both in agreement. 1, 2, 3. Amanda lifting her shirt.
Oh no, God! How did I already forget that?
No, I want to hear what your answer. I want to hear what your no. The fights are next. What was your worst scene?
Amanda lifting her shirt up. Like I said, like I felt so much fear. My heart was in my throat when she started lifting up her shirt.
Yeah.
And the reason it's the worst scene is because of the fear I felt when that happened.
My reason for it was just awkwardly shot. Like they were implying like she was lifting her shirt for a pervert. And I hated the whole thing.
I know. Like, what the fuck?
Like, thank goodness it didn't end up that way. But it was very uneasy the whole way through. Ugh. All right. We retired best fight and worst fight in this one. Honestly, as dumb as it was... Best fight for me was interesting to see Luffy fight the other Straw Hats.
Oh, yeah. What?
As stupid as it was, it gave us an idea of what it would be like if he ever did it.
I know. Oh, and Sonya's scene dialogue with him was pretty funny, especially when Nico Robin just decided to give up when her signature technique didn't work.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Worst fight, Zaps, because you don't even get to see it.
Yes, definitely. He was just KO'd off screen.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Sorry, we don't normally speed run through these. We usually have like a heavy discussion about these, especially with our guests when we have them. But this one was... Oh, God. All right, Austin, you get to go off on this one. Rate the villainy of the villain. How villainous was Bayon?
Oh, God. I mean... Not only was he a wimp who couldn't fight without his choir mind control, but That fucking scene where he had Amanda lift his shirt off was... Jesus fucking Christ, it terrified me. So I'm gonna give him a... let's see. Ew. Hang on, let me think about this for... I mean, I had to rank it in mind. Let's see. Hey, fuck. A Dan Snyder out of Jeffrey Epstein.
I would have said Dr. Disrespect, but... yeah. Bayan sucks.
Definitely.
He's not interesting. He doesn't fight, like you said, he can't fight without the orchestra. No, that's not really fighting. That's just mind control.
Mm-hmm.
And the choir has to stop singing eventually. He sucks. He's just bad.
Most definitely.
He, quite frankly, should be put on a list. You know, that one.
Ah, yeah.
Next up is Rate the Opening and Ending. This is the most positive I'm going to be about this special, entirely because this opening is from the anime and it's one of my favorites. I said this in the commentary. This opening is not only one of their better ones from the early days. It's important to me because this was the very first One Piece opening that casual dub watchers got to see, because we had to put up with the Four Kids rap for several years. And then when Funimation finally got the rights and they premiered their dub on Toonami, this was the opening you saw first. Sadly, in the dub, it's sung by somebody who no longer is allowed in the industry anymore.
Oh, no.
You can figure out which one.
Oh.
But it's significant nonetheless. As for the ending, it's the family insert song. How can you not love the song about the Straw Hats singing about how they're more than a crew, they're a family?
Aww.
Even if it was hacked up to fill a time slot, it's still a good song. I really enjoy it. I wish they would dub the insert song. They actually did dub this insert song at one point, but don't worry. They don't undub the important songs that are coming later. Let's just get right to the fruit score. Austin, I will let you go first.
So I'm giving this a 1 on Devil Fruit out of 5. Like, it's definitely a 1 out of 5.
Just a straight one.
Yeah, it was very boring and dull and just unmemorable.
Yeah, I already forgot it. In fact, I thought that super attack from the end was from the next special, and I wanted to save that for our guest, but no, they don't get that pleasure.
Definitely not. Is that it?
I gotta give my thoughts. It had some neat ideas, very poor execution, unmemorable filler. Like, there are characters and fillers who are like memorable but annoying. You can just forget about these guys in 5 minutes. I forgot about them after I stopped watching. I'm gonna give this a rotten banana out of a peanut shell. Does it make any sense? No, but this special didn't either.
But now I do my villain rankings.
Oh, did I not rank the villainy of the villain? Bond doesn't deserve it. He's not getting one. he's the worst. How are you worse than the racist one from the first movie?
I know.
At least that guy actually fought with his hands. Oh, God, what a bad special. I'm actually very glad we did not have a guest lined up for this one. I didn't want to subject them to this. Hey, you want to come on our podcast and review the worst one?
No.
Well, hopefully our next review will be a better special, but that won't be till... I think we're not doing that one till the middle of the Skypie arc, so it'll be sometime next year. So, you know what, Austin? I think this is actually our last episode of 2024, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let me double check the calendar. I want to be certain about that. Yes, this is our final episode of 2024.
Oh, damn.
So thank you guys again for supporting the podcast and watching along with us. I'm sorry it had... You know, it's funny. We reviewed a New Year's special at the end of the year. I'm sorry it was a sour one, but for the most part, the podcast has been fun so far, and I'm glad you guys enjoy along with us. So we're going to be back to good stuff next time when we review the manga again. We're going to be doing the Skype arc proper on episode 54, where we review chapters 238 to 242. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember to binge and eat the devil fruit slowly and enjoy it, because if you do it quickly, you're just not going to remember it, just like this special. Have a good one. If you're watching this when it goes out, have a happy new year. We'll see you in 2025. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Fuck this special. Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.